Okay, today is Daf Samach Aleph. Start in the beginning of Samach Aleph, a brand new parak. Hamocher es habayis. Someone sells a house. Today he says the next few prakim we're going to be talking about selling different items. So we start off with a house. Okay? Hamocher es habayis. Someone sells a house. The assumption of the Mishnah is you only sell the living space of the house, the actual living quarters. Other things you don't really sell. It's not part of the sale. Like what? Like, we'll see, different things. What about our yitzia? The yitzia is not included. What's the yitzia? We're going to see, it's basically some kind of small storage area attached to the house. It's not included. Why? Because you don't live in there. So I sell you the house. I sell the house to you, but I still own that little thing next to the house. Okay? The afal pi shehi psucha l'socho. Even if there's a door going from the house to that other little room, I still don't sell it to you. Why? It's not living quarters. And even if there's a room that goes from the house, and there's an inner room in the house that's not used for living quarters, that's also not included. The Gemara is going to ask, why this is a bigger chiddush? Just tell me this. If this doesn't get sold, then certainly the yitzia doesn't get sold. Right? Also, the roof doesn't get sold. What is that? Lois hagag, not a roof. Bizman sheyesh lo maka gvoa asara tvachim. If there's a roof that has a maka 10 tvachim tall, in other words, the roof, they use the roofs in those days. It's a storage area, so it's like another storage area. So when I sell you the house, I still own the rights to the roof. Why? No one lives in the roof. What? Yeah, that's the minimum height for a maka.
He's saying when people sell a house, they're not selling the roof.
What?
When people sell a house, they're not selling the roof.
Right. Now, the tumult over here is the Rambam. When the Rambam quotes his halacha, he says that it's not, the roof is excluded. If there's a maka, he says that's 10 tefachim tall and at least 4 amos wide. But the Mishnah doesn't say 4 amos wide. Where'd the Rambam get that from? So the Magen Mishnah says he learns it out from the din of Yitzia, which we're going to have soon. So the Yitzia is going to have to be four amos. So too, the Rambam says the Mak is 4 amos. The roof is 4 amos. It has to be an area of 4 amos. Right? The Beis Yosef says a room, a cheder, or a yitzia, the reason why those things are excluded has nothing to do with size. Nothing to do with size. Has to do with that the use is different than normal house use. It's not used for living quarters. Right? That's the reason why those things are excluded. Masha'in king gag, a roof. Shana b'chal b'cheres habayis. Why? Kevin shehu nechshav k'dav rifnei atzmo. It's own entity. Why? She'ain a batel habayis. Zeh dafka only if it has a din of 4 amos. That's how the Rambam held that way. Okay. Next, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says in yesh lo tzuras ha-pesach, if it has a doorway. In other words, you have a doorway going from your second floor up to the roof. It doesn't even have to have a tzvachim fence. Why? Because it's a whole separate entranceway. So you don't have a fence? Okay, so you don't have a fence. But it's a halacha, you're supposed to put a fence up. And you didn't? Doesn't stop the halacha, doesn't stop the roof from not transferring. The roof still doesn't transfer. According to Tanakhama, if you don't have a fence, then the roof transfers. When I sell you the house, the roof goes with you. If I have a fence, the roof stays with me. Says Rabbi Yehuda, it depends. If you have a doorway, even if you don't have a fence, the roof doesn't transfer. Now, my yitzia. What's a yitzia? Hacha tirgama. Over here, they translated it is afta. What's afta? How does the article translate that word?
Attached chamber.
That's a good word. Attached chamber. Right? Look at the Rashbam. First, he gives you a French word. And then he says, binyan namach, a low house, etel habayis, next to the house, mitzido, by its side, o mechorov, or in the back. Right? That's what the Rashbam says. The Rashbam says it can't be because the Mishnah should have said, Lo mocher es yitziyah shema achorov. Don't sell the yitziyah in the back. Right? Just like the Mishnah said, don't sell the house, the room, shelofnim. Why? The Mishnah didn't say that. Therefore, he explains two different pshatim. He says the yitziyah means it's some kind of roof, some kind of area, like an attic, built into the roof area. Right? Or, again, it's also some kind of, maybe the roof itself, the top of the roof, some kind of roof area, because he doesn't like the pshat of the house. Rabbi Yosef Omer, Rabbi Yosef says, Bidka Chalila. Bidka Chalila, how do they translate that? It's like, Bidka Chalila is like an area that doesn't have any walls, has see-through walls, like a sunroom maybe.
A veranda.
I called it a sunroom. Same idea. Right? You can't live in there.
Yeah, it's sides of
all windows. It's like a sunroom. You don't live in a sunroom. Lamanda amar after, if you hold it's an after, lo mizdavna, I didn't sell that, kolshkein, bitka chalila. So you for sure hold that if you have a sunroom or a veranda, that's not part of the sale for sure. But, lo mizdavna. But lamanda amar bitka chalila, but if you hold that the issue is the sunroom, Aval after mizdavna. But if you had an after, a little storage area, storage chamber, that would be sold. Okay? Next. Tani Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef learned, Rav Yosef taught, Shalosh Shemos Yeshlo. There are three words to describe the same exact thing, which is what? A yitziyah. What's the purpose of this following Gemara? The yitziyah, we said, was a room. A storage room, right? Now we're going to say we have three words in the Beit HaMikdash that alluded to the fact that such a thing is a storage room, just to show that the same word is the same word. The words are Yitziyah, Tzela, and Ta. See the word Ta? Taf Aleph? You know what a Ta is? Ta is a room. In the Beit HaMikdash, in the Kodesh Kedoshim, and in the Kodesh, right? So when you walked into the Kodesh, there was the Shulchan, the Mizbeach, right? And when you walked into the Kodesh Kedoshim, there was the Aron of the Evan HaShetiyah. What was behind the Aron? There was a wall, right? In that wall were rooms. There were rooms, just how many rooms? I think there was 38 of them. In the third Beit HaMikdash, 33. So, and all these same words are going to be used to describe these rooms, just to show you that when we say yitziyah means a storage room, we have what we're basing it on. The yitziyah dechsev, it says hayitziyah hatachtona, the lower. And by the way, there were three levels of rooms. In other words, we know the Beit HaMikdash was quite a tall building. So these rooms, I don't know if they put in these rooms. This is gold or some kind of maybe I don't know whatever they put in these rooms. I don't know how you have access to these. If you don't have to go to the Kodesh Kedoshim, how do you have access to these rooms? Maybe from behind. Anyway, the rooms had three levels. It was such a tall building. You could have three floors. Three floors of rooms. So Yitziyah HaTachtona, the lower level of rooms, was Chamesh Ba'ama, five amas wide. Chamesh Ba'ama Rechava, five amas wide. Each room was five amas wide. Big rooms. Tzela, Tchsev, Vatzalos, Tzela Al Tzela, and the rooms of Tzela Al Tzela, Shlosh V'Shloshim Pa'amim, 33. 33 rooms. This is the third Beis HaMikdash. The Nevu is a Vicheskel in the third Beis HaMikdash. Ta, what's a Ta? Also rooms. Dichsiv, V'Hata, and the Ta, Kana Echad Orech, V'Kana Echad Rachav. It was a Kana long and a Kana wide. And the Rashbam points out, a Kana is, I think, six. How much is a Kana? Six Amos. Ubein HaToyim, Chamesh Amos, and between each Ta was five Amos. Again, just to prove, it's a complicated math over here, I don't have to go into it, just to prove that what? That these words also mean rooms, like we said. V'Baisemba, another pshat, V'Hacha, Kosa HaHechal Sheish, the wall was six, V'Hata Sheish, and the Ta was six, Kosa HaTa Chamesh, and then the wall of the Ta was five. Okay? Now, Amar Mar Zutra, says Mar Zutra, for who to have arba amos? It's only true if this whole room is four amos big. Right? That's what the Rambam got his din of the roof being four amos from Mar Zutra's din.
So in other words, if that room is
smaller,
it's 4 amas or bigger, then it's not a 7.
Right.
If it's smaller, then
it goes part of the house. Exactly. Amalei Ravina Lemar Zutra. Luzidach, according to you, Domarta Atavi Arba Amos. It has to be Arba Amos. Right? According to you, El Meata, if that's true, Gabe Bor. What about a Bor? Ditnan, we're going to learn in the Mishnah, the next Mishnah of the Perek. I think it's Friday or Shabbos, it's Daf. Later in the week, it says, Lois Habor for Lois Hados. You don't sell a pit, you don't sell a cistern. That's not included in, when I tell you my house. I don't. The pit's not included. The pit's not included. The cistern's not included. Even if you write in the deed, I'm selling you umka veruma. I'm selling you the depth and the heights of my house. It doesn't include the pit. What does it include? The depth and heights of your house, not the pit. So if that's true, hachanami. I have a arba amos in ilo lo. Right? If it's, then the same that halacha should be. If it's 4 amos deep, then you're right. It doesn't go. But if not, not. And the Rashbam points out, it's very unusual to have such a pit deeper than 4 amos. See, so you have a rule that never applies. It will tell you as follows. Pit's not included. Only if it's 4 amos deep. No pit's 4 amos deep. They're all sort of more shallow. So what? That pit doesn't include it. That's not included. But then every pit's included? Doesn't make any sense. Says the Gemara, no, Hachi Hashta, what are you talking about? Hasam, over there, by the pit, Ha Tashmisha Lachud, Ha Tashmisha Lachud. The use of a pit and the use of a house are so different that rule doesn't, that this din of 4 amos doesn't apply by pits. Why? Because when I tell you I'm selling you my house, does it include my caves? No! It doesn't include my cistern. It doesn't include those things. I don't care how deep or shallow they are. That's not included. Why? That's not a house. I'm selling you my house. Ha ha. But over here, the bottom line is, it's the same use. What did I say? I said the reason why you see it's not included is because it's not living quarters. It's true. It's not living quarters. It's still part of the house. What is it? What's the pshat? It's not living quarters. It's too small. Whatever it is, you don't live in a place that only has windows. Right? It's not living quarters. It's still a house. Therefore, e havidalar amos choshev. If it has 4 hours, it's considered choshev. And then you know what? When the seller sells it, it's not included. Ve'i lo choshev. And if not, not. Okay. Now, the next part of the mission said ve'i v'loetz hacheder shalafnim haymenu. And you don't sell the inner room. So what do we say? You don't sell the yitziyah. You don't sell the inner room, right? That's what the mission said. So Gemara says, wait a minute. Hashta Yitzia lo mizdabin. You don't sell the Yitzia. Chedem Yibaya? I need you to tell me you don't sell the inner room? Right? You learn it out of Yitzia. Right?
Yeah, in other words, if the other thing that the Yitzia is not, then it's sure.
Exactly.
Because this is the last part of the house.
Right, exactly. So the Gemara says, you're right. Lo tzricha, it's only necessary. The afagaf, the meitzar le, meitzar abroi. It's true, even if you drew the boundaries on the outside of the house. In other words, I come to buy your house, Simcha. So you tell me, yeah, okay, I'm selling you the house, fine. So I say, by the way, you want to draw me a picture of what you're selling me? Yeah, no problem. And you draw me the boundaries of your property. Now, that's included in your property, right? So there's a tzad to say, well, you drew me what's included in the sale. Right? So the answer is, no. I drew you the property, but I was being very, very generous. Maybe I was drawing it for purposes of the next door neighbor. But did I sell this part of the house? I did not. You drew, included it in the boundaries? Doesn't mean I sold it. In other words, I would have thought, wait a minute, listen. I came to you, you drew me a picture, you drew me the boundaries of the house. You outlined the boundaries for me. It included that room. I would have thought I bought the room.
No,
you don't buy the room. I included it in the boundaries. Yeah, you included the boundaries for other reasons. And yeah, no one else can come live. That's true. But that doesn't mean that I sold it to you. Kiddur of Nachman. Let's the dinner of Nachman. Dhammer of Nachman Arab Ravua. He said, Hamocher bias lechaveiro. If somebody sells a bias to his friend, Bibira Gedola, within a larger complex. Right? I'm not exactly sure of the makeup of this complex. Somehow, it's a big complex, and you own the whole complex, and you sold me one of the homes on the complex. The complex is called a bira. Bira means a big building, like an apartment building, maybe. So you sold me one. Afal pi shemeitzo lo mitzarim. Afal pi, even though shemeitzo lo mitzarim hachitzonim, you showed me the outer boundaries. You drew for me the outer boundaries, which included more than the apartment I'm buying. Mitzarim hirchiv lo. You're just showing me, you're just making it large boundaries. It doesn't mean that it's part of the sale. Doesn't mean that at all. So now the Gemara says, wait a minute, hichi dummy, what's the case? E lema dekarile labayis bayis, u labira bira. If people call a house, and a bira. So I'm buying the house. Well, did I buy the whole block? No, because there's such a thing as a house, such a thing as a block, such a thing as a house, such a thing as a complex. So when I tell you I'm buying the house, did I buy the whole complex? No! I bought the house. Pshita! It's pashit. Buy it zovinlay, bira lo zovinlay. I bought the house, I didn't buy the bira. Well, what's Rabbi Nachman telling me? You can say whatever you want, you can draw whatever you want. Right? I can draw you a picture of the whole country. It doesn't mean I'm selling it to you. Ella what? No. The labira nami karile bias. Bira is also called a house. If that's the case, then kula zovinlay. Then you take us all the whole thing. So what's Rabbi Nachman telling me? So the Gemara says, not lo tzricha. Rabbi Nachman telling me as follows. Deruba dekari lo bias bira bira. Most people call it like that. Most people, a house is a house, and a bira is a bira. Nobody makes a mistake. But the ikonami, there are some people, the labira, that for a bira, kari lo bias. Now a few minority people, I don't know, 10%, 15%, a few people call it like that. Maldehema, I would have thought, kula zabinlay, I'm one of those people. So when you told me, you're selling me your house, I thought you meant, you're selling me the whole complex. Chasha for the miyot, right? Kamash Milan. We don't say that. Who? Someone asked your question. Right. No. The mayor. Someone asked your question. Here it is. A minute. The Ritva asks your question. Va'av shehein holchim b'momen acharov. We don't go after the rov when it comes to money. Well, most people call it that. We don't go like that. Right? Ella, rather, ha'motim echavero, olav mutel eschov ashochacha. You have to bring a raya. Mikal makom, benidon kan, here, hainu omrim shaholchim achar ha'miyot. Following the miyot. Right? Kivan shag vulat hachitzonim tzayim mocher b'shtar mechira v'kolam atzabir muchachem sh'adam zehu min amiyot. Obviously, it's guessing the miyot. I'm selling you the house. Telling you it's a house. You happen to think you're getting more than you're buying? Sh'im lokin ha'yolo ten es metzia mecher atzim v'lozhar mitzar hachitzonim. That's the Ritva. In other words, I'm telling you this house. You think you're getting more? Why should you get more? Just because you think that. Right, you're the miyot, not the rove. You're miyot. You're the miyot. The miyot should govern the halacha. No, we don't say that. Kamash malan, midahava le lemichtav. You should have written in the document. Velo shiarta bezvini ilein klum. I'm not holding anything back for myself. If you write that, then take it. Velo kasav, you didn't write that. Shmamina, we see from here, shiure shire, you left over more. Okay? Look at the Tosfos of Shmamina, shiure shire. Vim tomar, says Tosfos. Name, well, let's say, hadam emodiyim. Well, how much did you pay? Let's see what the price was. Was it the normal price of a house or of a complex? That'll be the answer, no? Kidav Rav Yehuda, Yehuda says the same thing. Garimachalo is hatemed. If you sell a whole team of oxen, pahamocher hasasvino, we're going to have it next week, right? Hadavi Yedua, everybody knows shein hatemed shomer masayim. It's not worth that much. Hachanami here too. Name Hadavi Yedua shein habayis shomer kolkach. How's not worth that much? Obviously, you sold more. Ella, kolabiru kamar. You included the whole thing, right? V'yesh lomar. So the Gemara, so Tosa says, no, there's a machlokas about that. Ki dahacha ki rabbanon. That now this Gemara is holding like the rabbanon. The Rabbi Yehuda, the Amri, Rabbi Yehuda said, ein hadamim raya, that money is not a raya. In other words, there's a machlokas about that. I give you X number of dollars for an item. Does the money I gave you reflect on the purchase price? Right. Who pays $1,000 for a shirt? Most people don't do that. Regular shirt, $1,000? Obviously, you bought more than one shirt. The money reflects that, no? Says Rabbi Yehuda, yeah, absolutely. Says Rabbanan, absolutely not. So our Gemara says Tosfos is going to Rabbanan. What the price you pay, it's irrelevant to what you're getting. Irrelevant, not a raya at all. It's not a raya. What?
Yeah, I mean, you gotta be realistic, too.
What?
So, gotta be realistic, unless his shirt is some kind of a very, very...
No, so he said... Now, 1 minute. Fahid, the Darish HaMokha Peros. Yeah, but wait a minute. We have later on that the Parech, V'nechzi E, Damil Radya, L'Radya, right? Nefarish Ki, Giesham, Balabayas. The Gemara is going to say later on that, let's say you buy an ox, right? Now, an ox for meat was much cheaper than an ox for goring, for plowing. So you buy the ox for plowing, and it's a wild animal. You can't tame it. You go back to the owner, and say, but it's a mekachtos. So the owner says, what do you mean? I told it to you for go shecht it. Right? So I didn't buy it for that. Well, rove people, it's the whole thing of rove. So the Gemara, so Tosa says, wait a minute, and the Gemara asks, well, we'll see what the price was. We'll see what the price was. Right? Vamari, the Shmaitit Isya, Afilu Rabbi Yehuda, and we say over there that it's even like Rabbi Yehuda. So what do you see? What kind of answer is that? Why did the Gemara answer? So you see that that's a valid line of reasoning. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, we said that when it comes to the case of the oxen, the wild animal, when it comes to that case, the Rabbanan did hold that the price is relevant. So I'm over here not. So the Gemara says, "Gavi karka lo shaycha hodas damim." But karka is irrelevant. Tefa amim kona adam karka harbe yotzi mashehu shav. People will spend much more. Kid Amar Beperek Misha Hayanasui, who Garvod was his guy, the Maski be Alpha Zuzi, Havale Treya Padne, Zaban, Chada, Bechamesh Mea, Vechada Bechamesh Mea, Asabal Chov, Betarfal Chada Menayo, whole story over there. That what do you see? People, when it comes to land, people will pay crazy amounts. You're right. When it comes to an animal, when it comes to a shirt, there's a limit. When it comes to land, there's no limit. There's no rules by. So the Rabbanan agree. So the fact that you paid X, not a factor. It's irrelevant. Why? People will pay. When it comes to land, people will pay anything. He says a fascinating line. Where was it? 1 minute. Okay, fine. Back in the Gemara. The Amar of Nachman, now it is the exact same story. The Amar of Nachman, Amar of Aravua. Hamocher said lechaveiro, if somebody sells a field to his friend, bibika gedola, within a larger bika, within a large valley, afal pishim eitzel lo mitzarim, hachitonim, even though you drew the boundaries for the guy, and it includes the entire valley, mitzarim hirchivlo. You're just making the borders large, it's not part of the sale. Hechidami, what's the case? If people call a field, and people call a bika, pshita. It's obvious. Same exact thing. Sada zavinle, a field you sold. Bika lo zavinle, a bika you didn't sell. Ella de la bika nami karilahu sada. What do you want to tell me? That a bika also is called a sada. So when I sold you my sada, I sold you the whole valley. The kula zavinle, sold the whole valley. So Gemara says, no, let's read the cases. No. We call a sada a sada. We call a bika a bika. But the ikanami, there are people, the labika karilahu sada. That they call a sada a bika, they call a sada. Now the tema, I would have thought, kula zabin lay. I would have thought, the whole thing gets sold. Right? Why? Because you're in the miyot. You thought you're getting more. Kamashon, we don't say that. I drew it out for you. Big deal. Now, Midahavel Mikhtav Le, he should have written, Lo Shiaris Bizvini Ilen Kadamai Kulum. I'm not leaving over anything for myself. Flo Kosav Le, you didn't write that. Shmamina Shire Shire. Obviously, I left over for myself. Ah, you thought you're getting more? Tough luck on you. And Tzrichi, it was necessary for Rav Nachman to tell me the case of the Bika and the case of the house. If I only would have had the case of the house, you know what I would have said? Well, why should I get someone else's apartment? This is my house, and that's the other house. So why would I get one house more than the other? I would have thought I do, because you wrote, I thought a house means everybody's house. I thought it means the whole complex. Says Rav Nachman, no, your house is different than his house. Aval bika, when it comes to a bika, the kulachat tashmishihi, to a one huge field. Oh, I'm only telling you that field. Oh, I thought I'm getting the whole field, all the land. Same use. I would have thought, maybe Rav Nachman would agree that the buyer gets more. Right? Ema kulas avanle. The eshvin and bika, and had Rav Nachman only told me the case of the bika, mishum delo havile lemeitzar. Lemimtale. There's no purpose in making a boundary. Aval bias, but a bias, the havalel mimtzarle, he should have marked off v'lo meitzarle, and he didn't. Kula zavinle, he's telling him the whole thing. Tzricha, that's why it's necessary. In other words, when it comes to a house, it's much more vital for me to know where my house ends and where the other guy's begins in the complex. When it comes to the fields, what's the difference? So therefore, since he didn't do that, I would have thought that the buyer gets more, or I tell him that he doesn't get more. Kiman Azla had the Amar of Mori Bar Kiman Azla had the Amar of Mori Braid of Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishrei Dabaya. Who holds like the following? Right, this is the guy who Shmuel's daughter had relations with this guy, not Rav Mori, and when he was a guy, they captured her. They captured Shmuel. Well, you know the story. They captured Shmuel's daughter, and this guy Mori. What am I talking about? What was his name? This guy named Isser Giura had relations with Shmuel's daughter. They produced, and he was a goy. While she was pregnant, he was Megayer. So her pregnancy was be goy, and the birth was be Jew. So, and that, his name is Remori, that boy. So they call him after Bas Shmuel, that the Yichas shouldn't be traced to, even though he was a Jew when he was born, he was a guy when she was conceived, so that's why it's always called Bas Shmuel, the daughter of Shmuel, to give the Yichas to Shmuel. Anyway, who agrees with him? Mishmei Dabaya, Haiman de Mizavni le Midi lechavrei, if somebody sells something to his friend, Tarech lemichtavel, you have to write, Lo Shayaris Bizvini Ilin Kotamai Klum. You have to write, I'm not leaving over anything for myself. I am selling you whatever I own. Who says that? Kiman ki Rav Nachman. It's obviously like Rav Nachman, who said the same thing over here. Right? Amar Rabba Ravua, who said the name of Rabba Ravua. Now, Hahud was once a guy, the other lechavre, Ara de Bechia, Mizdamelach. The other lechavre, a guy says to his friend, Ara de Bechia, Mizdamelach, I'll sell you the field of Rav Chia. Havale Tarti Arasa, the Havik Mizkaran de Bechia. There were two fields called Rav Chia's field. There were two. Amr of Ashi. So he comes. What happened was, I say to you, I'll sell you Rav Chia's field. So you say, okay, no problem. Then you come to Vez and you say, okay, it's two fields. I say it's one field. They come to Rav Ashi. Amr of Ashi. Chada Amale. You told him you're selling him one field, no? You told him you're selling him one field. Tarti lo Amale. You didn't say you're telling him two fields. Fi'i Amale Arasa. If you would have said, I'm selling you fields, plural. Then, stam miyut arasa shtayim. Stam selling fields is two. Okay? Then you're right. Right. So what do you see from here? Whenever we have a suffix on the amount, the minimum is going to be two. Right? So two. What is it with 10 fields called Rebchia? And I said, I'm selling you the field, or the halacha be? Mashmi, you're only getting two. Why? You have to bring a riot for the rest. The minimum plural is two. Right? So ask Tosvos that There's a Gemara in Bava Metzia that says, if Omer, someone says to his friend, Hashileni kardemach, lend me your hammer, lend me your sickle, lend me your lawnmower, right? Amanas la'adabo es pardesai. I want to plow my fields. I want to work on my fields. After 20 minutes, you come back and say, no, you're done? I need my lawnmower back. So what do you mean? You told me I could borrow it to do my fields. Yes, a minimum fields is two. So the Gemara says, we don't say that. When you say your fields, we mean all your fields. So how come over there, when we say plural, it means everything, and over here it means a minimum of two? Why? Oh, that's what Tosas answers. Right, so when do we say the minimum is two? That's only by a sale. When I'm selling you something and I mention a plural number, the minimum we hold is two. When I'm lending you something, right? When it comes to a loan, most people lend in a generous way. If they don't want to be generous, they're not lending at all. So when I lend you, if I don't want to be generous, I won't lend it to you. Once I say, hey, no problem, go do whatever you need to do for you, all your possessions. Possessions? Everything you have. Right? That's Tosafot's first answer. Then the Rivam makes a whole thing over here with pardesai, or men more than plural, somehow it means more than two, it means everything. It's not such a simple pshat. The Adramah gives an unbelievable answer. Listen to this lumdus. He says as follows. He says, really, we have a suffix, right? So, really we say Hamotzi Mechaveru Olivar Raya. Okay? Really we do say that. By the case of the loan. Right? But since when I borrow the item, I'm now the muchzik. The item is by me now. Right? You want to say it's only for two and not more than two? You prove it. You're never going to have to prove it. How are you going to prove that? Right? Therefore, I get to do everything. When it comes to a sale, then we say the minimum is two. Right? Why? You're going to have to prove it. So the muchzik is the other person. Someone's telling you two. The minimum is two. When it comes to, but now when you lent me the thing, you lent it to me already. Now it's in my possession. I'm the muchzik. You want to take it back? You prove it only means two and not all of them. Okay? Now, v'i amale kol arasa, if he said all my land, then kol arasa de isle, everything, all lands included, labar, except for mi bustani, except for gardens, upardesai, and for vineyards, for orchards, that's not included. Okay? We'll stop here. And tomorrow's daf looks extremely frightening. Look at it. And hopefully it just looks like that. It's not really that bad. And we'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.